Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yo.
Wolf Pack in the house. What's going on? He's Long Wolf. I'm Big Bad Wolf. This is Wolf Pack. You tuned in 10 o'clock Eastern on Thursday. We got a special guest today, Evs. What's going on? He's back again, a.k.a. What's going on, bro? You know, I had to put you on this episode today because we're talking about the mainstream of hip-hop, how hip-hop has turned pop. That music has turned into pop, and I just want to say that today's society, Ebs, your generation of hip-hop is basuda, is garbage, in my opinion, because there's no substance. Lone Wolf and I, we was raised from the golden age of hip-hop. Associated with this phrase, LL Cool J, Run DMC, Public Enemy, Beastie Boys, KRS-One, Eric B, and Rakim. De La Soul, EPMD, A Tribe Called Quest, Slick Rick, Ghetto Boys, Ice-T, Two Live Crew, Too Short, Kid and Play, Fat Boys, DJ Jazzy Jeff Fresh Prince, and MC Hammer. Also, I forgot to put up there Beastie Boys, which I never really got into Beastie Boys. I think they just put them guys up there because they was the only Caucasian people rapping at that time from 85 all the way to 96, 97. I wasn't really rocking that. I was rocking LL Cool J, Run DMC, KRS-One, Rakim, Big Daddy Kane was also part of that golden age. Slick Rick, A Tribe Called Quest was my favorite. Them and EPMD was my two favorites that I liked. Ebs, let's start with you since you're the show. How do you feel that hip hop has been, whitewashed? How do you feel about Macklemore? Because that is in your generation. Macklemore, of course, you got the Eminems, Astro Ross, you got the Logics, some other Caucasian underground rappers out there. Your thoughts on that? On the state of hip hop, your generation.
I feel like hip hop right now is in a good space because it's not one like a one track mind. You've got people like Kendrick who's like lyrical MCs, and you got people like Cole who's like in that same category, and then you got people like Future, who's just like club music, and you know, people that just want to, you know, turn up and have fun too. Then you got people like, you know, Drake, who gives you like the feels and like really like gets you to think about, you know, shit that's going on and like, you know, really connects with your life. So I think that hip hop, it isn't watered down. It's just there is a lot of bullshit in it. You know, like you said, Macklemore, of course. Just for clarification, my generation, we don't claim him. He's just kind of like, he's there. So I just want to make sure I get that point across for all my, you know, my younger 20-year-olds. And same thing for Iggy, too. She's just there. But my generation is like, you know, the J. Cole's, the Kendrick's, the Drake's, you know what I'm saying? The, you know, like the Logic's and, you know, I guess like the Big Sean's and, you know, Weak Mill and shit like that. But, you know, it's just. But I think hip hop's in a good space, man. Because, like I said, you've got street dudes like Meek Mill who's doing their thing. You've got conscious people like Wale that's doing, like, you know, the poetry flow, like they're really artistic shit. You know what I'm saying? And we still connect with, you know, Kanye and we still got love for Hov and shit like that. So, like I said, I think hip hop's in a great space. But there is a lot of, you know, bullshit around.
Lone Wolf, your thoughts on this? You can go ahead and say what you want, man. You know what I'm saying? Let me ask you this real quick before you get into your point. On the golden age, you know, you grew up in 84, I grew up in 82, so we're right around the same time frame. The golden age, do you agree with the golden age of hip hop with LL Cool J, Run DMC, KRS-One, Rakim, Big Daddy Kane, A Tribe Called Quest, EPMD? Was you listening to the East Coast, especially the golden age of hip hop was East Coast from 85 all the way to 97, 98. In your opinion, do you feel like that was the prime of hip hop at that time? Your thoughts on that?
I mean, yeah, to answer your question, like for me, I do think that was like kind of the golden age. You know, like one of the first, you know, artists I got onto was Kumo D. You know, back in like a very young kid. But I mean, like, you know, for me personally, I'm kind of like in, I guess, somewhere in the middle once again, because I feel like the golden age is the 95 Source Awards, the Tupac, Biggie, Nas, you know what I'm saying, which basically was the bridging of the old school lyricism and gangster ethics and all that stuff, and then taking that and then, you know, basically making it commercial. And so that was the first commercializing of it, and then, you know, we are where we are today, which is pop music, you know what I'm saying? So I mean, yeah, like, you know, I would definitely say, like, mid-90s, golden era, you know, as we know, like, growing up, you know, me and Ray, we kind of had an interesting – can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we had an interesting dynamic because, you know, starting out, you know, Ray was a big East Coast fanatic, and I was more so, like, you know,
West
on the school South, you know, No Limit, yeah, West Coast,
oh,
B2G, okay. E-40, stuff like that, and – you know, so it kind of switched up in the middle. Ray became more screwed up click, you know, after he was listening, you know, I was bringing that and Swisher House. And then I became
H-time.
More so like, you know, like I wanted to be, you know, on the, you know, like listening to the East Coast tip and going back to the essence of it. So to me, like that time frame, The Firm, Tupac, Biggie, Dog Pound,
right.
You know, Rap-A-Lot, you know, you know, you name it, you know, it's like the golden era, you know, to me. And then, you know, of course, Jay-Z came in and changed the whole game and made it completely a business. So, yeah, you know. But, you know, also to go into the next thing, basically is like, you know, yeah, I mean, you know, my thing was to go into the subject is just, you know, talk about the whitewashing of hip-hop. And just how, you know, basically where it has come to, you know what I'm saying, you know, we grew up in a time frame where it was a lot more hardcore in the message and in the music. And, you know, you just, because of the music, you just couldn't do certain things, man, you know what I'm saying, without facing certain consequences, you know. And the music, you know, really, shaped the lifestyle. And, you know, so, I mean, it's just one of those things, and, you know, now it's kind of like, you know, you see how everything's all trendy, and, you know, it's just really different. Anything goes, everything's accepted, And I get the concept of individuality, but it just kind of waters down everything else, especially when it's not done from a place of genuine intent. It's done from a place of more so like I'm just trying to manipulate. So, you know, you can see what's going on. You know, these black artists, they'll beef with each other, but, you know, you have these white hip-hop artists and they'll skate on through with unscathed. And I just think that it's kind of just stupid, you know what I'm saying? How, you know, it just shows how black people will just go against each other, you know, with that competitive nature, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, just let others slide on by and, you know, say nigga and all that. I mean, it's crazy, man, so.
I mean, I saw a chain of events. When I knew it was in the state of, you know what I'm saying, we was in trouble. When I saw Macklemore 3 years ago, or this might have been 2 years ago, when he won an award for best hip-hop artist, and he got that shit over Kendrick Lamar, I was like, what the fuck? And also Eminem won that shit last year. And I'm just going to be honest with you guys, Wolf Nation, you know what I'm saying? If we got any Eminem fans out there, that Marshall Mathers 2 CD
trash
was not good at all. How he got an award over Kendrick Lamar, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't understand at all. You know what I'm saying? And I'm surprised that you even put Heads up there with Jake, with Drake, because you know you think he's overrated, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like, you know, this is what I've been looking for as far as, you know what I'm saying, music, you know, where it has meaning, messages, you know what I'm saying? There's a message, you know, there's a message to people's madness and their songs and stuff like that. You know, a lot of these cats that are coming out right now just putting out stuff, singing, auto-tuning, which they got that from T-Pain. And now where do you see – now where's T-Pain? You don't see him that much, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody else just use this style and getting paid, you know, millions of dollars. You know what I'm saying? What is Future really talking about on mixtape? Yes, I love his worth ethic. Worth ethic, but he's phenomenal when it comes to worth ethic. But really, what is he talking about in his song? You know, a lot of these – you know, today's rappers are it would never be the same again when it comes to this golden, you know, there would be nothing else coming that's new that will overtake the golden age of hip hop. And, you know, when me and Lone Wolf were coming up on hip hop back in the 90s, you know, I want to say that's platinum hip hop, because you got the golden era from 85, 86 all the way to you know, 94. And then from 95 all the way to like 90, now it's really the platinum era, because you had the Wu-Tang, everybody was in their prime rapping. It was, everybody was trying to, I mean, you got a lot of people. You got like four or five people that's at the number one spot. You can't just put one person on there. Now, it's not too many people at that number one spot right now when it comes to hip-hop. You know, number one person of hip-hop, everybody that comes to mind is probably going to be Drake.
Yeah,
I mean, hands down, everybody's gonna say that he has a popular vote right now. You know,
but peep this though, you know what I'm saying? And it's not to take away anything away from Drake as an artist, but I mean, you have to peep the other side of things too. Drake makes white people comfortable, man. He was on Nickelodeon, for Christ's sake. You know what I'm saying? So
yep.
I mean, like, there's a reason why he's on the top. You know what I'm saying? You know, and that's pretty much what hip hop has got into. Like, it has to make white people comfortable in order for it to be promoted a certain type of way. You know what I'm saying? And like, you know, some people will be like, no, you're wrong, because it has to get hot in the streets. True enough, yes, it does. But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? So like, if you're trying to take it, you know, to the next level, that's where it has to go through, and it has to go through those hands. So, of course, they're going to want what's supposed to be reflected in the streets, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's actually just a lot of bullshit, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I mean, like, you know, I like Drake personally as an artist, you know what I'm saying? I think he's a dope lyricist as well, but I just think that, you know, it's other schemes and dynamics to this whole shit, you know what I'm saying? So, you know.
I think Drake provides balance. That's why I like him so much.
Yeah, he does.
You can get
I could agree with that.
Yeah, because you can get the lyrical content from Drake, and then you can always get, you know, the shit that you just want to party to. Then you can get the shit that, like, gets you in your feelings, like when you just broke up with your girl or whatever. Because, I mean, we're all human. We all go, you know, we have emotions and shit. And Drake pretty much covers the whole spectrum. That's why I think he's so popular, because he creates that balance. He makes everyone – he has something for everyone, basically. And like I said earlier, you've got those Kendricks who's, you know, only for people that are, like, you know, on their conscious shit, their lyricism. And that's why I like this age so much better than the golden age, because I think this age is it's better lyrically because you got to be more creative. You know what I'm saying? Just with J. Cole and Kendrick alone lyrically, I think they're, you know, they rival the golden era. I mean,
Ed,
I'm sorry, but
have you ever listened to the golden age?
Yes, I listened to Kool Moe Dee, KRS-One, and all them. They're lyrical. I'm not saying they're not. I'm just saying that because it's been done before, we know what it is. So you have to do different shit. So what I'm saying is my generation, we've kind of flipped it and turned it into something different. It's more creative. That's why I think it's better, because we have to do something that hasn't been really done before. Not saying that, you know, we're not building off the foundation that the golden era left for us. But what I'm saying is we're just taking it to a higher level.
Hold on. Long Wolf, before you say something, nigga, you listen to fucking Adele, bro. Are you fucking kidding me? Bryson Tiller. You singing on the mic, baby. Are you kidding me right now?
You know what? But look, though, that goes into my next point, though, because that's why I disagree with you, Ez, because y'all's generation really isn't doing nothing new that's creative. Auto-tune has been around since Roger and Zapp, you know what I'm saying? And,
yeah.
like Raymond just said, all that singing and shit, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, you know, a lot of times I'm just like, man, who are you singing to? But, you know, like, yeah, I just, you know, I feel you in some aspects with, like, you know, like just being versatile, but it's not really nothing new. You know what I'm saying? It really isn't.
I mean, Ez, if you want to be singing out there, we can go get you a Keith Sweat album or fucking get the band on. You know,
that's what I'm saying. He just doesn't sing. And you got artists like Weak Mill, who doesn't sing at all. He just screams into the microphone if you want to just hear that art shit 24/7. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Like, we've got everything. We've got so much versatility that it's like it's uncanny. That's why I think, you know, this era is, in my opinion, it's better because we've got so many options. Like, we've got so many different people that do so many different things. You know what I mean? Like, that's why.
I mean, bro, with this generation, you know what you're going to get. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be the future. There's really no balance right now because it's the same people coming out with the same exact
stuff.
Well,
with that, that's just because Future keeps dropping projects and shit. Like, he's dropping a project tomorrow. But, again, we don't really fuck with Future like that. I mean, we fuck with him if it's good, but we're not, like, pressed for his shit. You know what I mean? We're more pressed for, like, J. Cole, for Drake, for Kendrick shit. Like, those are our top-tier people that we're looking for.
You might as well say, Ed, you bring up
a great point there, and that goes back into what I was talking about with just the watering down of hip-hop, because when you have artists like a J. Cole or Nas or Kendrick is going to drop an album every 1 to 2 years, whether you have who's going to drop, because they want to inspire and put out shit that's
exactly
going to, you know, move you, whereas you got a Future who might drop every 3 months just because, you know, I just got to keep my name relevant.
Exactly.
And, you know, I got these banging
and
ass
the reason why he does that, the reason why he does that is because he knows that he has no lyrical content. There's no depth to his music. This shit is just party turn-up music. And with party turn-up music, we change songs like we change underwear, motherfuckers, every day. Like, we don't give a shit.
And, you know,
party music.
And that's exactly it. And so, you know, it comes a question as an artist, you know what I'm saying, which, you know, especially black artists, you got to ask yourself, are you going to be a gimmick? Or you gonna be an artist, you know what I'm saying? Like, because
exactly.
If you go off the gimmick route, that's that blueprint that Future is laying down is what you're gonna have to follow. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what it is. And I'm not disrespecting anybody, but I'm just keeping it 100% real. Now, if you're going as an artist based on your creativity, your bars, or whatever else it is, then you create your lane for yourself where you can set that expectation. I can drop every 1 to 2 years, and it's gonna be that demand. And that want for people to hear my shit, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's something that people have to think about, you know.
And that's the reason why it's watered down now, is because the Future and Young Thug, they keep dropping projects like left and right. And then, you know, of the low tier people, like, feel like they have to follow suit just to keep their name out there, just to have their popularity, you know, from falling or failing or whatever. But you got people like Drake who's waiting like 2 years to drop an album, like J. Cole's waiting like, you know, 2-3 years to drop an album, you know what I mean? Like, those are our people. Like, those are who we, like, that's our generation. I mean, of course, Future and Young Thug are part of our generation, too, but we're not looking for, we know we're not going to get anything special from them. It's just party music. It's turn-up music. That's all it is, and we know that.
Okay, so, you know, so basically, and that's what I'm saying. You had options with the golden age of hip-hop. You got a lot of options. The platinum era of hip hop, you have options. Now, there's not really that many options as today. You know, you got Kendrick, J. Cole, and Drake. That's it. Who else is competing with them three guys right now, as of right now?
Well, but that's the top tier, though. There's tiers to it. That's the top tier. The second tier would be like Big Sean, Meek Mill, you know, Wale. You know, the other tier would probably be like, I don't even go down that far to listen to people like that. I only listen to people who are like excellent, so I can't even, you know, keep
going.
You got
Dizzy Wright. You got Dizzy Wright, Hobson.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, like Tyler the Creator, all those people. Yeah.
Current
Kevin Gates and shit. Yeah, so you got those people. I mean, we got options. It's just, like I said, we're more focused on those top because we know what we're going to get from them. We're going to get excellence. We're going to get shit that deserves, like, Grammys and shit. You know what I mean?
Okay, so let me ask y'all this real quick. So if y'all had to choose one Caucasian person to listen to, who would it be? I'll go first, and I'll let you guys think about it. I'm going to say Mac Miller because he plays all his instruments. And he got that jazzy feel music, you know what I'm saying, to him. And I like that jazzy rap shit. Like he reminds me of a Chocolate Quest, you know what I'm saying. That's my opinion. You know what I'm saying. Who could y'all listen to that's Caucasian that could be like, hey man, he got something.
My favorite was Bubba Sparks. I thought that dude, that was a white dude that could really flow, man. Like when on that We Ready song with Archie and Bubba, baby, he was flowing. So I felt like he was being himself. Like he wasn't trying to like be too much of outside of the box. Like I'm trying to not be black or you know trying to be black too hard. He was just being Bubba and flowing. You know what I'm saying? And going really hard at it. So that's the one I would say.
Shit. For me, it's difficult because we don't have a lot of white rappers that are, you know, credible in my generation. So, I mean, the obvious one that I'm going to have to say is Eminem. And that's only because for my generation, like I said, we don't have a lot of white rappers. Like, who am I going to pick? Macklemore? Like, come on now. You know what I mean? Like, so I got to go with Eminem. Even though I feel like Eminem's overrated a little bit.
And I feel like to say something about the Eminem, you know, he wasn't good. Notice he was sober when he made Marshall Mathers. He's not good.
Yeah.
Unless he's doped up, then that's when he goes hard. When he's off that shit, you know what I'm saying? Then,
yeah, relapse was trash.
I mean, that was when he was exactly. That was when he was off dope. You know what I'm saying? All his old shit is good as far as because he's on dope. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, I never really got into him like that. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I have to go with Mac Miller just for the simple fact that, you know, he plays all his instruments. He's very versatile when it comes to that. He could produce. He could do it all. And, you know, I mean, it's crazy how, you know, you don't really hear too much from them guys. I mean, you see Eminem, he's winning awards, and I just think that he got that pull and you know what I'm saying, he has that hierarchy. You know what I'm saying? It's the reason why he's getting awards because that Marshall Mathers, I don't know what they saw in that Marshall Mathers CD, but it was not that good at all. I actually bought that CD for my girl, and you know what I'm saying? And she's a real big Eminem fan, and she didn't like that shit at all. So, you know, pretty much a waste of money. I said, download that bitch for free.
Let's go by era. So you pick your top rapper from your era. I pick my top rapper from my era, and you pick your top rapper from your era. Ed. All right.
Okay. My top rapper from my era will have to be. I'm just gonna go with what I was listening to, and that's gonna be. It's a tie between Redman and Method Man. That's from my era. Meth and Red back in the 90s. I'm talking about the 90s Red Man and Meth and Man.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Lone Wolf, who would you go with?
I mean, of course, like I'm gonna set a rule. You can't pick Pac or Biggie, of course. So,
okay, cool.
Personally, yeah, I would probably, yeah, I would have to go with Nas and AZ, man. Like that's my, you know, yeah,
that's a really good pick.
UGK or UGK. Those are the two right there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, being from the South, UGK was so relevant, but Nas and AZ, they really set that like. That fly shit style, like they brought that shit to the table, and you know, like everybody was trying to, you know, be faded up and fly, stars down,
right.
Sweaters,
right.
Peace and chain. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? You know, I mean, you know, and Pac and Biggie did it, but it was kind of like, you know, there was another level with that shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
For me, I'm gonna say Lil Wayne, O2 Lil Wayne, like Fireman. Fireman Lil Wayne, Carter 2, Carter 3 Lil Wayne, best rapper alive Lil Wayne, because he was just fucking untouchable. Anything he touched was fire. It was fucking flames. Like he was.
I'm not gonna lie. That's my.
Like,
that's,
yeah, I mean.
No, that's my favorite. That's the Carter 1 and the Carter 2 are my two favorite albums he did. Those are the ones I could actually listen to. Everything else, I was just kind of like, I don't know what this nigga's talking about. This
you don't
nigga's
feel Carter 3?
Carter 3 was okay to me, but the 1 and 2, he was more New Orleans on that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I like Lil Wayne. I like New Orleans. I like Lil Wayne when he was New Orleans when Lil Wayne. When he was on that one, he was on that skateboard and shit and all that.
Yeah.
I want to hear that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? I want to hear that the N.O. Cash Money Lil Wayne. You know what I'm saying? So, that's, I mean, you know, that's just my opinion, though.
Yeah, for me, it'd be Carter 2 Wayne, Carter 3 Wayne. You know, the year, like, 2008 when he was, like, getting on everyone's fucking track and killing it. Like, just would just steal the fucking song. And he was on the radio 24/7 because he was just killing everything. Like, that's definitely the top, my top for my era. And then after that, probably, like, you know, Drake, J. Cole. And it doesn't really matter after
man,
that.
He got his style from BG and Juvenile. Go back and listen to the...
That Like Father Like Son album, though, man, them niggas killed that hoe, though, man.
Destroyed.
The
Sound Like
album,
My Daddy, classic.
Yeah, that production on that album was immaculate, man. You know what I'm saying? That was a nicely produced album. But yeah, I would definitely say Carter 1, Carter 2, Wayne, you know, with the headband and the white tee.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, and old style, you know, for real, you know, so...
Yeah, that's my peeps.
I mean, I can't really. I never fuck with him. I don't see what everybody sees in him, man. I just don't. He doesn't really talk about nothing to me. You know what I'm saying? If I had to go, if we're just talking about, you know, in that whole, you know, Cash Money shit, I gotta go with Juvenile out of all them guys, man. Because I think Juvenile wrecked the shit out of everybody, man. When he came out with that 400 degrees. I think that was what sealed the deal right there, man. You know what I'm saying? Even when he came out with that his second album, those were some badass, you know what I'm saying, badass. But I don't think none of them are touching Mystical, though, for No Limit. You know what I'm saying? As you know, you probably don't know nothing about No Mystical. I don't even think you know anything about No Limit.
I know Mystical. I don't know about No Limit, but I know Mystical. The motherfuckers are always like, motherfucker, yeah, I know Mystical, annoying ass bitch, yeah, I know that motherfucker.
Oh, shit. Well, folks, it's about that time, Wolf Nation. As I want to appreciate you being on the show. We definitely going to have you on the show more. We'll get you back on here, and we're going to talk about the Marvel comics and the DC comics and figure out what's going on in the DC world. Those episodes
Please.
Are coming soon.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget, too, we're going to be having coming up the hip-hop, ATX hip-hop, the beginning and where it's at now coming soon with that boy Big John from East 35. So get ready for that, too, people. We're going to be putting that out there. You know, we might be changing the name as well, so.
Yeah, you got to keep on the lookout. We're going to be changing the name. Pictures are coming soon. You know what I'm saying? I believe that's it. And also, fellas, I want to say this. If you guys want to fly down here, if you think you're calling Super Smash Brothers, this guy X Factor, a.k.a. Ed, this is the guy to holler at. If you got a Nintendo Wii U, if you on Melee or Brawl, this is the guy to holler at. if you want to get a tombstone, even though he claims he don't practice, but
I got tombstones over here with y'all's name on it. Just to let y'all know.
I believe that show, guys. We'll catch you guys next week. You know what I'm saying? We stay in hip hop. You know, as Austin, Long Wolf, take us out, bro.
Survey says
NWO. We out.